Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 3, and we'll be dealing with the will of God. Our objectives of this particular lesson are this. Upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You're going to be able to define the word will. You'll be able to identify the three types of will at work in the world today. You'll be able to explain the three meanings of God's will. And you're going to be able to list the reasons why it's important to do God's will and identify the proper motivation for doing God's will. Our key verse today is going to be found in John, the 6th chapter, the 38th verse. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Introduction. This chapter identifies three types of will in the operation in the world today, and it defines the expression of God's will and examines the life of Jesus in relation to that will and stresses the importance of the will of God. The meaning of will. The common meaning of the word will is to determine or decide on the basis of the will. The will is the power of choice. There are three types of will operating in the world today. The first one is self-will. This is the will of man, the basic selfish nature which desires to walk its own way. When you guide your life by self-will, you will make choices on the basis of your will apart from God. The Bible warns about self-will in Jeremiah 10:23. It says this, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. So self-will is the operation of the fleshly nature of man. 2 Peter 2:10 says, But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. The Bible records the results of self-will. In Psalms 81:12 it says, So I gave them up into their own hearts, lust, that they walked in their own counsels. Sin, suffering, and trouble in the world today are a result of man living in disobedience to the will of God. And David speaks of self-will operating in the lives of wicked men. In Psalms 27:12, it says, Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. The Bible states that leaders in the church should not be self-willed. In Titus 1:7, it says, For the bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed. The other type of will is Satan's will. Satan has a will, and he desires to destroy all that is good in your life. Jesus warned Peter about this in Luke 22:31. It says, And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, and that he may sift you as wheat. So Satan wants to sift all that is good out of your life. Jesus said in John 10:10, The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So Paul said that some believers are taken captive by the will of Satan. And 2 Timothy 2:26 says, And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. And thirdly, we have God's will. So the third will operating the world today is the will of God. And this is the subject of our study. So the meaning of God's will. In the New Testament, it was originally written in the Greek language. In Greek, there are two terms used for the word will in reference to the will of God. One word is bolema, which refers to God's sovereign will, and this is his predetermined plan for everything that happens in the universe. This type of God's will is fulfilled regardless of decisions made by men. It is his master plan for the world. The bolema will of God does not require the cooperation of man. In the bolema will of God, the outcome is predetermined. The bolema will of God is written in his word and is quite clear. There's no need to seek his will, this will of God, because it is revealed in the Bible. The other word is thelema, which refers to God's desire for man to experience and live in his will. It refers to his individual plan or will for each man and woman. In order for God to fulfill his thelema will, it requires your cooperation. You have the power to choose whether or not you're going to walk in the thelema or individual will of God for your life. It is this thelema will, or God's will for you as an individual, to which we refer when we speak of seeking God's will. One type of God's will is the moral will of God. Commandments reveal in the written word of God teach how believers should live. The individual and sovereign wills of God for man never conflicts with the moral will of God as revealed in his word. And if you look in your book, the following chart summarizes the various meanings of the will of God. So on the top, you have the first one, sovereign bolema, which says God's predetermined plan for the universe. And below that, it says it's unaffected by the decisions of man. The second one is individual, which is thelema, which is God's detailed plan for each individual. And it is affected by the decisions of man. And the final one is moral. The moral commands revealed in the written word of God, which teach how we should believe and live. And with this one, the individual will of God in harmony with the moral will, his moral will. Jesus and God's will. God was the chief concern of Jesus during his earthly ministry. And he declared in John 6:39, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." God's will was to bring men and women into a right relationship with him. In John 6:38, it says, "And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise up again in the last day." In John 6:40, it says, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." So the purpose of Christ's life is to fulfill God's will. Even as a child, Jesus was concerned with doing God's will. When he was in the temple and his parents came looking for him, Jesus said, "Wist ye not that I was about my Father's business?" That's Luke 2:49. So the secret of his spiritual strength was found in doing God's will. John 4:34 says, "Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work." This verse reveals his concern with finishing God's work through his life and ministry. The power in Christ's earthly ministry is related to the will of God. In John 5:30, it says, "I can of my own will, my own self, do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which sent me." So Christ's words and deeds were not his own. He spoke and acted according to the Father's will. In John 7:16 says, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me." In John 14:24 it says, "The word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's." And in John 8:28 it says, "I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me." And finally in John 5:30 it says, "I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which have sent me." So even as he faced the death of crucifixion, Jesus prayed in Matthew 26:39, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." So Jesus was willing to die if it was God's will for him to do so. The life of Jesus is a perfect example of absolute conformity to the sovereign, moral, and individual will of God. The importance of God's will. God's will is important because it determines your eternal destiny. Your eternal destiny depends on doing God's will. You must respond positively to God's plan of redemption in your life. Matthew 7:14 says, "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there are that find it." Matthew 7:21 says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." And 1 John 2:17 it says, "And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." So it is the basis of your relationship with God. Your relationship to Jesus is based on doing his will. In Mark 3:35, and also you can see Matthew 12:50, it says, "For whosoever shall do the will of God is the same as my brother and my sister and my mother." So it provides direction. God's will is important because you are incapable of directing your own way. In Jeremiah 10:23, it says, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man that walketh direct in his steps." So your lack of ability to guide your own steps without God's guidance, you go your own way and you stray from the plan of God. In Isaiah 53:6, it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." It provides knowledge of the future. God is the only one with knowledge of the future. He knows the snares of Satan that await you, and he knows the future of the economic and political systems, and he knows what events await you in the future. In Isaiah 46:9-10, it says, "I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done." So man is able to function in present and recall the past. He can also plan for the future, but God is the only one with actual knowledge of the future. Some people think Satan has foreknowledge of the future, but he does not. If he did, he never would have motivated the crucifixion of Jesus. He would have been able to look in the future and see that by this act of redemption from sin would become a reality. Satan only knows what God chooses to reveal about the future. For example, Satan knows that his eternal destiny is hell because God revealed it. It is commanded that you know it. Knowing God's will is also important because you are commanded to know and do it. In Ephesians 5:17, it says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." In Ephesians 6:6, it says, "As the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." God desires your obedience to his will more than he desires your sacrifices or praise. 1 Samuel 15:22 to 23 illustrate this. It says, "And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than that of the fat of rams. For rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry." So God wants you to stand perfect and complete in his will. In Colossians 4:12, it says, "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God." It results in doctrinal soundness. Jesus said in John 7:17, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." So if you do God's will, it is revealed to you, then you will develop spiritual maturity in judging sound doctrine. This will prevent you from being deceived by false teaching. It results in answered prayer. When you're living in the will of God, you can pray with confidence that your requests will be answered. In 1 John 3:22, it says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." In John 9:31, it says, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, he doeth his will, him he heareth." And in 1 John 5:14, it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." It brings spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings are promised if we do God's will. In Hebrews 10:36 it says, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." Blessings will actually pursue you. It says, "And it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to serve and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." That's Deuteronomy 28:1-2. So it helps you also to avoid chastisement. Chastisement means discipline, reproof, and correction. And those who deliberately turn away from God's revealed will are chastised. In Deuteronomy 28:15, it says, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken, will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Also, it says, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God deals with you not as with sons, but what son is he who the father chasteneth not? But if you are without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?" That's Hebrews 12:5-9. Jesus warned in Luke 12:47, it says, "And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes." So knowing God's will is a serious matter for those who desire to live the abundant life and avoid chastisement. And it results in success. One of the instructions that Joshua, when he assumed the leadership of the nation of Israel, was to keep the commandments of God and to walk in his ways. And he did this. Joshua had this guarantee that we find in Joshua 1:8. "Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." Psalms also records that a man walking in God's way will be successful, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper, according to Psalms 1:3. So in a world filled with failure and defeat, knowing and doing the will of God is the secret to successful living. The proper motivation. You should be motivated to do God's will because you love him. Love desires to please the object of that love. John 14:15 says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." And in John 14:21 it says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and we will make our abode with him." That's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.